I'm heading to Israel very soon, actually next week, and there's going to be a conference out there. They're having a lot of issues. I'm going to be meeting with members of the Knesset. I'm going to be speaking in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem a week from now. But look what happened as soon as they found out I was coming. This is the Jerusalem Post. Right from wrong, cancel Tel Aviv's anti-vax convention. It goes on to say, ICANN's founder and CEO, Del Beatry, wrote and produced the disgusting 2016 documentary, Vax from Cover-Up to Catastrophe. It is disgusting. On this, I will agree with you. It's disgusting that we're driving children into states of autism where they'll never be able to participate in this world. It's disgusting that we're killing children with vaccines and that they're speaking out. And it's disgusting that you're censoring people that are telling their own personal story, are warning us. It's disgusting that we are censoring books that are actually successfully helping people recover their children from autism. All of that is disgusting. And any movie, I guess, that makes that the case and shows it to you, it's disgusting that we have a whistleblower at the CDC that's still working at the CDC, but that our Congress will not interview and subpoena and put before Congress all the people that were either working at the CDC at the time of that fraudulent study or Julie Gerberding, who went on to make a multi-million dollar a year salary from Merck, the very company that she exonerated on the MMR studies while she was head of the CDC. That's disgusting. So I agree with you. And then, of course, other articles. Tel Aviv to host event for anti-vaccination activists. This is the event. It's going to be the first international conference on informed consent, November 21st at the Expo Tel Aviv. And I am joined by Oshra Bella Polsky, who is one of the people that's helping put this whole thing together.
We can't just sit quiet and wait for people to come to us. We have to do something very big, very loud to show that we are not insignificant. We're not just a small group of people, and they can't just pass laws and bills that will force us to vaccinate our kids without our consent. So we decided, like almost so many, like so many countries all over the world, like Italy and Brazil and in New York and California, we decided to do a demonstration, a rally, and like our name, Vaccines Educated Choice, we decided to do an educated rally. So instead of just standing outside a building with signs, we said, let's do a conference with experts from all over the world, with activists, and show our power, which is, I have to say, the responses we get are so, so amazing. We have representatives from more than 10 countries all over the world.
Wow.
We don't even remember all the places right now, but we have, of course, USA. We have England and France and Italy and Slovenia, Denmark, Belgium. Don't remember all of them right now, but this is going to be amazing. And as you said, the other side is has a coalition. They work together. They pass the same bills in every country. They try to coerce vaccines everywhere in the world. And what we decided that the people fighting for freedom of choice, for informed consent, have to unite. And it will be so much more effective to work together.
So it's going to be really great. I look forward to meeting you. For people, I mean, I know it's not easy to put on something like this. Is there a website or something where people can donate or help out, whether they're, you know, Israeli and living in America and they want to help, you know, help you
and
or
really,
for whatever reason?
We really, really need the help right now because we raised about 60% of the expenses, of the money requirement we have for this event. It's a very big dream. We took on ourselves a huge commitment, and it's amazing. It's going on so well, and everything is ready, but we still need the help of all the people to help us cover the expenses. And we have a website, www.educated-choice.com. Join us, support us, because we really, really need the help. This will allow us to continue working even after the event because we have so many plans. We have lawsuits going on right now, and we have legislation that we're trying to push. And we hope to make it all possible with this event and with all the people supporting us. So please, we have an English website, so it will be very easy for all the audience here to join in and support us.
All right. Awesome. Oshra, you rock. Thank you for your hard work. Thanks for taking your time to join us here on the High Wire. And I look forward to seeing you in just a couple of weeks. Take care.
Thank you.